is Nancy. We are here with my show, Nancy's Pantry. It's every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. I'm your DJ for the hour. Today we're listening to lots of modular synth music, which I've been into recently. I've been listening to a lot of new music recently, actually. I've been trying to listen to a lot of new albums and stuff, so this is... None of this is really new music, but it's just new to me. But yeah, first song I'm gonna have coming up is by an artist called Flying Lotus, I think. This album is called Cosmogramma. And it is the track, and also it has Thundercat on it, which I didn't even realize until after I was re-listening to the album. But it has, if you guys know Thundercat, it has Thundercat's kind of like signature bass line going in the back, but it's pretty good track. I like it a lot. So yeah, I'll have that coming up shortly. And the track playing in the back right now is by Beverly Glenn Copeland, and it's the track Ever New. But yeah, let's listen to some Flying Lotus. Thank you. play one more song from this album, Zodiac Shit. That was just two tracks from Flying Lotus's album, what was it called? Cosmogramma. That was Mm-hmm, and also Zodiac Shit. I'm gonna be playing Floating Point's album, Crush. I'll play two tracks from it. The first is Fillets, which is the first track on the album, and then Anisic Modular, which is a third track. But both of these are super cool, and this is a recent discovery for me, so... yeah, hope you guys enjoy.
Thank you.
Okay, next up, I have a track by Otto. It's from the 2020 album Clam Day. This is the song Breathing Food. It's, I don't know, I think it's a super cute song, and in general, this album is super cute and almost like infantile, but in like the best way possible. It's like IDM, Indietronica. I think it's like, I'm pretty sure it's a like bedroom album, but super good. And yeah, this is the track Breathing Food. Okay, so next track, I have something cool. It's a really old album, but it's new to me. But it is by an artist named Mort Garson, and He's Canadian from New Brunswick, but studied in New York City at Juilliard. And he pioneered a lot of electronic music, especially with synthesizers. And he was one of like the first to use like the Moog synthesizer, which is like a modular synthesizer that was developed. It was like the first commercial synthesizer and inspired a lot of like analog synthesizers. But yeah, I'm gonna be playing some, maybe one or two songs from his album. I think this is his most well-known album, but it's really cool. It's really cute, but it's called Mother Earth's Plantasia. And yeah, like all of the songs are little plants, but the one I'm gonna be playing is swinging. Oh, I don't know how to s pronounce this plant, but Spathiphyllums. But yeah, hope you enjoy. That was from Mark Garson's album. I just read that he wrote all of these songs for plants to listen to. But yeah, let's listen to one more from the album. Let me see. I think one of my favorites, there's one called Waltz for, let me see. Or no, sorry, give me one sec. Symphony for a Spider Plant. I'll just cue that one up now.
Thank you.
Okay, we're just gonna jump into a quick ad break and we will be right back with more music after that. Just give me one sec to cue everything up. I just realized I didn't do a station ID at the beginning, but you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM broadcasting from the unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver from the University of British Columbia. But yeah, I'm your host, Nancy. You are listening to my show, Nancy's Pantry. Weekly today, we're listening to a lot of electronic music, specifically synthesizers. Yeah, I've just been playing some new tracks that I've been listening to recently, but yeah, I think coming up, I'm going to play a track by Daphne called Carry On, and then also a track by Gigi Mazin called Tears of Clown, and then maybe one more by Eversigns called Dream, but yeah, I will cue those up and get them going in one sec. Thank you. That was a track by Canadian artist Daphne. Next up is a Venetian composer, which is really cool, called Gigi Mazin. But he's also like he was a trendsetter in electronic music. But this album I'm about to play, it's called Wind, and it's from 1986, which is a long time ago. But yeah, Tears of a Clown by Gigi Mazin.
Thank you.
Next song is by an artist, Curve Light, from San Francisco, I believe. But this is from their album, A User's Guide to Existence. And I'll play the track, Rendered Textures. Okay, I think I will play one more track before we wrap up for today, but this is from Stereolab's album. Let me check. I forgot what this one is called. Oh, Dots and Loops. It's my favorite album from theirs, but I'm going to play this on Ticker Tape of the Unconscious. But yeah, per usual, if there's any tracks from the show today that you would like to find again on your own time, they are all available on CITR's website. Just search up Nancy's Pantry, and every single episode that I do has a playlist, a track list, so you can find everything I played on the show today. And yeah, have a good day, and bye-bye.